Actividad simultánea número 1. Instrucciones, interpreta. Statement of Rights, DUI.
The matter for which you are appearing in Smithville Municipal Court is a criminal misdemeanor charge. This first appearance is your arraignment, at which time you will be advised of the charge against you and asked if you understand and or have any questions about the following rights and procedures. If you enter a plea of not guilty to the charge, the matter will be set for a jury trial at a later date, unless you specifically waive your right to a jury trial. Such a waiver must be done in writing. Trials are normally held on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8:30 a.m. All trials will be set as soon as possible. If you plead guilty to the charge, you will be given the opportunity to explain the situation to the judge before any fine, jail sentence, or other penalty is imposed. Listen carefully to the following rights. You will be asked to sign a statement indicating that you understand them completely. 1. You are presumed to be innocent, not guilty, until the city, at a trial, proves you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, or you enter a plea of guilty. 2. You have the right to a trial before a judge or before a six-person jury. There is no penalty for asking for a trial. The fines and/or jail sentence will not be higher simply because you ask for a trial, either before the judge or a jury. 3. You have the right to remain silent at all times. If you are going to plead not guilty, do not say anything now. Anything you say now would be better for trial, and it may be used against you at trial. At trial, you may, if you wish, waive your right to silence and testify on your own behalf. 4. You have a right to be represented by an attorney of your own choice, or if you are unable to afford an attorney and meet the financial guidelines set forth by the court, an attorney will be appointed to represent you at no cost to you. 5. You have the right at trial to cross-examine anyone that the city calls to testify against you. 6. You have the right at trial to present evidence and call witnesses on your behalf. The court clerk will help you in issuing subpoenas at no cost to you. If, after a jury trial or bench trial, you are found guilty or you plead guilty to driving while under the influence, the following may be imposed. If a first offense of driving while under the influence, a fine of up to $750 or a jail sentence of up to 6 months may be imposed, or both. If this is a second offense for driving while under the influence, a minimum fine of $200 up to a maximum fine of $750 and a mandatory jail sentence of 7 days to 6 months will be imposed. If this is a third or subsequent offense for driving while under the influence, a minimum fine of $750 and a mandatory jail sentence of 30 days to 6 months will be imposed. On all driving while under the influence offenses, a surcharge ranging from $100 to $300 for victim compensation will be added on top of any fine in accordance with state law. Notice of your plea will be sent to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. For first offenders, suspension of your driver's license may be up to 90 days. For second offenders, suspension is up to 1 year. Subsequent offenses may result in revocation for 3 years. Depending on your blood alcohol content and whether you have been previously convicted of driving while under the influence, you may be required to install an ignition interlock system. For first offenders and a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or greater, the ignition interlock system may be in place for up to 6 months. For second offenders, at any blood alcohol content, 1 year. For third offense, 2 years. And a fourth offense carries a lifetime ignition interlock system requirement. But the driver is allowed to petition the court to have the device removed after 5 years. The defendant will incur all costs associated with this device. This action will also affect your ability to keep your insurance or the cost of that insurance.